Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information, and this week is no exception. The month of March is Women's History Month, and specifically, International Women's Day is celebrated today, Sunday, March the 8th.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am woman.
In 1980, a consortium of women's groups and historians led by the National Women's History Project, which is now known as the National Women's History Alliance, successfully lobbied for national recognition. In February of 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March the 8th, 1980, as a National Women's History Week. Subsequent presidents have continued to proclaim a National Women's History Week in March until 1987, when Congress passed a law designating March as Women's History Month.
Let's go, girls.
Feel like a woman.
The theme for International Women's Day of 2026 is Give to Gain. The campaign encourages a mindset of generosity and collaboration, whether through donations, knowledge, resources, infrastructure, visibility, advocacy, education, training, mentoring, or time. Contributing to women's advancement helps create a more supportive and interconnected world.
To watch him shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Residents can celebrate by supporting women-owned businesses in Mount Pleasant, Henry County, and the KILJ listening area. Participating in community discussions or volunteering for local women's causes, such as this afternoon, we have an event sponsored by PEO Chapter OX. All proceeds from this event go towards supporting educational opportunities for women. It's a puzzle palooza at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall, and it starts at 2:00 this afternoon. Tickets are $20 per person, snacks are provided, and everyone is welcome, and this supports young women. International Women's Day is a day dedicated to honoring the achievements of women throughout history and all across the globe. It's typically a day for women from all different backgrounds and cultures to band together. Here are a few notable women in history. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history as the first Jewish woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Her career was highlighted with pivotal moments in American history, consistently standing up for gender equality and civil rights. She helped pass historic rulings on topics such as the Affordable Care Act. Marie Curie was the scientific genius behind radioactivity and X-rays as we know them today. Not only did she become the first woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1903, but she also became the first person to ever win it twice in 1911. Rosa Parks famously became a leader in the 1950s civil rights movement when she refused to give up her seat on the bus for a white passenger. Her bravery sparked the Montgomery bus boycott and was a major factor in the end of legal segregation. She continued her activism well into her later years before dying at age 92. Lucille Ball was an undeniable light on screen in I Love Lucy. Lucille Ball was an extremely powerful figure off camera as well. She was the first woman to own a major studio called Desilu Productions. Today is International Women's Day, and 50 years ago, Diana Ross topped the Billboard charts with her song, I'm Coming Out. Thank you for joining us on KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week, everybody.